share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak has refused the government's offer of the land allocation worth ₹100 million. Based on a report by Barita Harian, he said the move to reject the allocation came after the issue was polemized by the opposition in the Malacca state election, PRN. If the people are not comfortable, I can take back the residence application as allowed under the Government Act in 2018. This application is actually based on the former Prime Minister's Remuneration Act 1980. The act has been amended, modified and improved in 2013, he said. He also shared that the move to reject the allocation was made because he is aware of the situations faced by the people following the COVID-19 pandemic. Even though I am not a candidate in the Malacca PRN or the UMNO president or the BN chairman, I still decided to reject the offer, even though, in principle, it is based on the qualifications of all former prime ministers. I realize and understand as the people are facing a difficult time, the country's priority is to the people, he explained while adding that Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub should review the allocation. As this issue creates an uncomfortable atmosphere, I suggest to the Prime Minister to look at all these qualifying provisions. If it is necessary to withdraw this allocation, make sure this applies to all former prime ministers, including those after me. However, former prime ministers who have already received the allocation do not need to be withdrawn, he said. Najib also allegedly did not know the value of the properties offered by the government until it was raised by the opposition during a parliamentary session. He said he was given three options by the government in 2018, by the Prime Minister's department. They, the government, gave me three options. So, I took the option, land. I didn't know the true value of the land. It's not my job to assess the land. It's the job of the decision-making authority. I chose the land to build a house as a former prime minister did before. Because of the suitability of the site, it is like buying land when it is suitable and compatible with our wishes. If the land is hidden, how can we choose the land? Like all former prime ministers, it is to be used as a residence. There are also former prime ministers who sell the land. I know, he said. Two-time former Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad previously questioned Minister of Finance, Tengku Datuk Seri Zafrul Aziz, on why Najib's reward was not mentioned in the national budget. Tengku Zafrul, on the other hand, said that the question should be directed to the Prime Minister's department as the issue is related to the Members of Parliament, Remuneration, Act 1980. This caused several opposition MPs to stand up and ask for explanations. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, PDRM officer beats up matchmaker in frustration after she failed to find him a jodoh. Source. MH Daily Source. Malaysia Now Source. Malaysia Now. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.